So I think we're okay to call this meeting to order. So everyone got the package this morning. So I will move into our first agenda item, which is approving the minutes from our last meeting on May 7th. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll motion.
Second.
Thank you. Any friendly amendments, debate, discussion? See none. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Minutes are approved. The next item is our loan portfolio. So there are six loans at a little over $700,000. I move to approve our loan portfolio today. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Rich, is Rich on today? Yeah, it says he's on hold, it looks like. Can you walk us through what we're looking at and if anything of note besides what it seems to be pretty, as you would say, bread and butter loans that we approve?
Sorry, I just got a call and one's kicked out. Thanks, Sarah. Yeah, we have six bread and butter loans today. They're probably small, total of about $750,000. The only one that's a slightly unusual is number one, which is to finance from a lake district, to finance a lake herbicide treatment, most likely for an invasive species on that lake. Otherwise, but that is a relatively common purpose for a lake district. You know, a lot of lakes have weed problems, and they either treat them with herbicides or they get one of those weed eaters like they use locally here in Madison. You've probably seen those running around the lakes. Mm-hmm. But that's all I have for today. Does anybody have any questions?
No, I don't think there's any questions, Rich. So all those in favor of approving our loan portfolio today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The loans are approved, and there's no old business, and there's no new business. So we move to our report. So, Tom, Rich, your chief officer report.
I don't have a lot for today. I know that at the last meeting, I presented my quarterly investment report and mentioned that, the Treasury inflation protected securities might be one area that the investment committee decides to move into, and the investment committee agreed with that. And so we bought our initial acquisition of the Treasury inflation protected securities last week, a $5 million bond. And that's all I have for today.
Okay. Thanks, Rich. Tom, your executive secretary's report.
Good morning. This will not be quite as short as Rich's, but a couple issues that I thought it would be important to give the board a briefing on. We have used Schwab's Portfolio Center as our platform for reporting on our investments since 2010, 2011. And when we started out, it was fine because all we had were municipal bonds, and eventually we added some publicly traded securities, but there were certain things that never fit in there. For example, our trust fund loans. And as we diversified our portfolio, some of the challenges of Portfolio Center became more obvious. And so when we report to the board, there's a lot of additional time and effort that goes into manually compiling the information for those reports. So we have continued our search for other options there. And unfortunately, most of those other options start at $75,000 a year and go up from there. But a company called Tamarack actually owns the Schwab Portfolio Center platform and has its own different platform that actually has more features but they don't provide the Portfolio Center platform with those additional features. And so we had been looking at the possibility of, well, maybe we could to migrate over to Tamarac, especially since the cost would not be substantial. And so this last week gave us a chance for Denise and Rich and I to get a closer look at Tamarac and also listen to other Tamarac users and ask other third-party vendors that also work with it more questions about how the platform works and how it might work for us. So there's a reasonable chance that we're going to be moving forward with such a switch. Like I said, it's a substantial change here. And anytime you're doing any type of migration, it's going to use up time and effort of the people involved. So anyway, but I thought it was important to give the board a heads up on that. Another change that would be substantial on the land side of things. Over a decade ago, we decided to enroll in FSC Forest Stewardship Council certification for two main reasons. One of them, to obtain a third-party audit of our land management practices from a standpoint of sustainability. And number two, to hopefully open more markets for our harvested trees. After a decade, we are coming to the conclusion that neither of these purposes may be true. Meanwhile, the time and cost of going through the annual FSC audit has risen substantially. From a land management standpoint, FSC is now much more interested in auditing relationships and wanting to see what type of minutes do you have when you meet with Native American tribes, as opposed to actually looking at, are your management practices sustainable? Are your forests healthy? Are they regrowing? And the staff still strongly believes in having a third-party review of our land management practices, but perhaps that can be better achieved through other means than an FSC audit. So at this point, we are investigating what those other options might be. And I'll be reporting back to the board in short order on that. And finally, we're looking at getting our staff together June 17th and 18th. We haven't been able to do this for a while, and thought it was about time to get people together to get everyone back on the same page. During the pandemic and time afterward, it's communication challenges, it seems like, are rising. BCPL has a small staff with virtually no redundancies. And it's easy for all of us to kind of dig into our language in our respective silos. And it's important to bring everyone back onto the same page so that we can communicate more effectively in a shared common language to achieve a shared common mission. So anyway, we're looking at June 17th and 18th. If any commissioners are interested in joining us, they'd be more than welcome. That's my report for today. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Tom. I guess the question is, would you like the commissioners to participate in any part of the retreat?
Again, because of the fact that what we're trying to do is get back to having a shared language and a shared mission, yeah, I think the commissioners would be more than welcome and would provide a little bit more perspective in terms of, yes, when you send materials to us, sometimes I don't understand this particular language or that, and that type of feedback would be greatly appreciated. So,
okay. So maybe as you get closer and you're planning the agenda, is there going to be somebody facilitating this or is it just going to be internally facilitated?
No, I'm looking at having Stephanie Marquis facilitated. Participating and facilitating at the same time tends to tends not to work quite as well. So,
right. Okay. Yeah, I think it would be helpful to maybe know a little bit more as the agenda comes together and what might be best parts for commissioners to participate or, yeah, and be engaged in.
Any other questions this morning? Well, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Tom. And I do not have anything to report today. Is there any other agenda items for future board meetings?
None for me.
Not for me either.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I will second that. All those in favor of adjourning our meeting today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Our meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody, for being flexible, and have a good week.
Take care.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.